Welcome back to Talk and Shop, an e-commerce strategy podcast brought to you by Zyber, New Zealand's leading e-commerce experts and Shopify Plus partner. We're here to share our knowledge and insider tips on all things e-commerce with the help of some amazing industry guests. New episodes available every week so you can make the most of your business online. Stay tuned for this week's episode coming right up.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Talking Shop with Zyber. As always, I'm Waldo and this is Leo. Welcome, Leo.
Hey, Waldo, how you doing?
No, not bad. A lot's been happening since our last session we had.
I guess so. What's been happening?
Hey, there's so much. I think we're going to get into some of that. But yeah, some real movement happening in this e-commerce world.
Always is. Never stops. It's a living, breathing organism. And yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Guys, today we're going to have a very special guest on our podcast, which is probably the most talked about app on this podcast.
We're talking about it in just about every episode.
Pretty much. Yeah. And so for those, I don't want to tease you too much more, we've got Klaviyo on board today.
Woo-hoo.
We know that a lot of you guys have been asking a lot of questions in and around Klaviyo or switching over to Klaviyo, etc. And like I said, we're always talking about the benefits of using this type of marketing automation tool. And so I guess without further ado, I will introduce John Palmer.
Pleasure. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I was actually going to say I was a customer of Klaviyo for 5 or 6 years before I jumped ship and joined up. So, I've lived walked the walk with a lot of the listeners out there.
Nice. Well, can I ask you just to start with, there's always conjecture around the pronunciation. So can you put that one to bed for us down here?
Well, it's Klaviyo, at least in the U.S., yeah. But you guys, with your accent, you can say it however
Klaviyo.
You want.
Klaviyo. Yeah, Klaviyo, yeah. We'll see what we get
it's
in this episode.
It's the Bomio, that's all it's, it is. Yeah. And so today we're going to be talking about...
As long as it makes you money, that's all that anyone really cares about,
I
right?
like you already, John. Great start. Hey, John, what's your role at Klaviyo?
Yeah, so I'm the product marketing manager for the whole company, actually, right now. We're growing... really quickly in that department, but right now I'm fielding almost every new feature we're coming out with. And I was actually a customer, as I said, at a fitness clothing brand out in San Diego, California for 5 or 6 years, and then joined up with Klaviyo in November 2020.
Excellent. See, there you go, folks. We go right to the top when we're talking to these exclusive apps. So,
Try not to ask you too many questions that we're not allowed to, because we're always we're
yeah,
always
we will.
Picking
we will be asking those questions. So cool. So, I guess. Let's get into it. We need to start from the start. In case someone's been living under a rock, what is Klaviyo?
So Klaviyo is a marketing automation platform, and the real power of it comes from leveraging your data. You know, if you have an e-commerce site, you know, I don't know what's as big in New Zealand, but WooCommerce, Shopify, Magento, whatever it is, you're connecting Klaviyo to that and you're leveraging all your customer data that's happening on your site. So we're talking viewed product landing pages, you know, abandoned carts, orders, all that data, super granular, like what categories are purchased. You know, all that stuff comes over, and then you're using that to distribute this, you know, really personalized, really timely marketing content via email and now via, you know, SMS.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, on that note, with SMS, a lot of people probably because they clicked on this link and it's going to be, you know, the title of it. Tell us a little bit about how Klaviyo has ventured into the SMS marketing world.
Yeah, so Klaviyo kind of launched SMS in early 2020, basically just out of customer requests. Everyone, it was a real pain in the ass, honestly. And I did it when I was on the brand side, having one screen with your, you know, Klaviyo email, one screen with your SMS, and then your kind of journey builder or roadmap thing on a third screen, and trying to orchestrate that, it gets all crazy. So being able to have a single flow, I'll use the Klaviyo terms, automation flow, and be able to just drag those, you know, messages in to send out at the right time is really powerful.
Yeah, great. So you've had about a year's worth of SMS marketing. That's awesome that you guys listened to your customers and it was driven by them. What have you seen in terms of the impact that that has had on some of the customers?
More money is basically, I think that one of the better stats, you know, as we're always looking at what's happening on the back end, I think we're seeing like a 15% increase in revenue from abandoned carts when people add SMS to that.
Nice.
Something just to be wary of that I got kind of caught up in, when you're using a separate SMS platform from your email platform, there's the risk of double attribution or counting. Mm. So you might be using an SMS platform that's got, you know, let's say something reasonable, you know, 14-day attribution window. So if you send them a text and they click it, and then 14 days later they open an email and purchase, both Klaviyo and the SMS provider are going to count that sale and over-report revenue and ROI. The beauty of having this all under one roof is Klaviyo actually will only count revenue from the last touch.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Tell us a bit more about the functionality. You know, here in New Zealand, Australia, we're sort of missing it. We'll get into that a little bit soon. But like with the abandoned cart that you just mentioned there, so I can set up 1, 2, 3 text messages to go out. I can set a text message and then an email afterwards. Tell us a bit about that flow.
Yeah. So, if you're not using Klaviyo already, you know, get on it. But you can actually leverage all this information you have about a customer when sending the text or email. So you can say, let's send the abandoned cart email first. It's cheaper. It's what people expect. Did they open it? No. Okay. Now are they subscribed to SMS in our kind of decision tree? Then now let's send the text and we're going to capitalize on, you know, reaching people who did not open the email instead of just hammering your customers with the same message over and over again.
And is that what you're seeing? You're seeing people sort of initiated with an abandoned cart email and then followed by an SMS?
Yeah, and I think you can build in, there's some really cool automated templates in Klaviyo, but you can actually check to say, are they subscribed to email? If yes, let's lead with the email. If no, or if they haven't clicked an email in 6 months, you know, if they've kind of fallen off with engagement on that channel, you can leverage all this data to kind of deliver on the right channel, as well as, you know, the right message and all that personalized stuff we talked about.
Yeah, no, that's a topic that comes up on this podcast pretty much every episode is personalization. It's good to understand what your demographics actually wanting, what's the best way to talk to them. The only reason I asked that is because I would have thought that we haven't seen it firsthand. We can't wait to, but in terms of the open rates that you get on SMS, have you got some stats for us on that?
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of, you know, 98% open rates. That's, you'll see it from every SMS provider. That's SMS as a whole. I'd say marketing text messages are closer to 85%. But I mean, still incredibly high engagement, and then about a 20 to 30% click rate. And the way I like to say is, like, you need both. You need email and SMS. You're going to have an drastically larger email audience. You're just going to have more people that are going to opt into that. But you're going to have a smaller SMS audience that's more engaged. So, you know, you can kind of split the difference there and reach both channels.
Yeah. John, I'm really interested in what is the, like, what can we do with these text messages? Am I allowed to send emojis with it? Can I send a picture as well? Is it just text characters?
Yeah. So it's everything you just, like, as you should be forming these one-to-one relationships. And I would say the more, like, you're texting your buddies, the probably the better engagement you're going to have.
Send memes, people, send memes, get sales with memes.
You're sending gifs, you're sending, you know, emojis. Like, no, who wants to get a big, like, have you ever had a buddy that sent you a text that where you had to scroll to read it and you just bailed on it. You're like, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the amount of, like, there's a few people who use SMS marketing in New Zealand now. I'd say they're more the higher end players, like the Sparks, the Telcos, those kind
the
of guys.
The big chain supermarkets.
And
pet
I know
foods, yeah.
when I see it come through, I kind of just open it and close it just to get rid of that notification the icon.
That's why the open rate's so good. But their text messages are so boring.
It's boring, yeah.
It's like either we know that you've been to our store. Would you like to do the survey? It's like, go away. Like,
yeah. So get crafty with it, guys. Yeah. Absolutely. If I can't wait for the first time I get a gift sent to me through SMS. I'm in.
Coupon through SMS. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, like, the things that were – even some – we're looking at engagement data from Black Friday last year, and actually the most texts were clicked on the Thursday before here in the U.S., and that's because SMS should be for these, like, you know, that supermarket chain, you know, you're not actually going to go buy something. You want to drive immediate action. You want to have a hook. You need to have a sense of urgency. So it's like, hey, the whole world's going to be shopping tomorrow. Come get it today before, you know, things sell out. So, yeah.
That's an awesome
flash
strategy.
Sale, pre-orders, limited inventory, like, that's the stuff that's going to, like, make you the money with SMS.
I love it. That is a great tip.
Yeah. Speaking of tips, have you got any stats or heard any feedback, some case studies you might have on what the best way is to actually capture someone's phone number or to encourage them to share that data with us?
Yeah. So I would say, especially if you're starting out, and I mean, I lived it. You're busy. You don't even want to bother with setting up a new marketing channel. I mean, I'm sure that's why, you know, you guys are in business, right? Like, everyone's got more things than they can do on the brand side and they need help. Yeah. So I would say path of least resistance is, like, start there. Consent at checkout. Mm-hmm. These people are ordering. They're your, you know, 100% conversion rate are the people that are going to opt in at checkout. Embed a quick sign up form in your footer. I was blown away when I did it on the brand side.
Oh, wow.
Just like 1,000 people a week signing up, just passively opting in, no incentive, just sticking a little sign up form in the footer.
Like join our community or however you want to label it, and just
get the latest updates, awesome. Sales, whatever.
But that
just stick it in there.
Are you talking email address and phone number?
Name, email address, phone number.
Let them opt into the channel that they want.
People are nice on your side of the world.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So basically what you're saying, don't try to trick people into it. Be upfront. Hey, you're going to get value from actually joining this.
Good point.
And therefore, you know, I'm not going to try to convince you. You should be convinced by the quality of my product, the comms you've seen on my website so far, and that sort of thing. So it's all intertwined.
Yeah, so once you're seen, like, hey, wow, I've built my list a little bit. I got some existing customers, I got some, you know, anonymous users that opted in the footer. Okay, now let me send a campaign. Let me test it. Let me see if, like, all these engagement stats and the money-making claims are real. Okay, perfect. That worked out. Now let's add a sign-up form.
Nice.
Let's be a little more proactive with it, but take it in baby steps. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I was gonna ask where once it is available, do all the members that I already have on Klaviyo, and I have their phone number as well, can they be enrolled into that SMS marketing, or do they have to opt into it?
So there's SMS is a little bit unique in that it requires what's called expressed written consent.
Okay.
And that's at least in the US, and we'll dive into this in a little bit, but every country has its own regulations, which is why it takes so long to roll these out to different countries, because you can't just flip a switch. You have to look at the laws for each country. Mm-hmm. But at least in the US and for the EU with GDPR compliance, you have to get express written consent. Just because you have someone's phone number, you cannot text them.
Yeah.
So what you can do is send an email saying, hey, we have this new channel. Here's an incentive. Why don't you come on over? You're going to get these people subscribing as they continue to purchase. Like, you're going to get, I think what we're seeing is about 10% of your existing email list is going to become SMS subscribers. And then you're going to have other people who only want to get texts.
Yep.
They don't want to get email.
Mm.
Yep, I'm one of those. I'd rather sign up for an SMS than I would for email.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually love that the people that 10% that say yes, you know, they're way more engaged as well, and you're going to be upselling, cross-selling, and having probably a higher average order value with those ones. And Waldo's one of those guys. So.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Those are going to be the same people that are in your loyalty program. Yeah. Those are going to be advocates. Those are going to be, you know, it's another channel to reach your best customers, and who doesn't want that?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, John, being the product marketing manager, you're at the top over there. I'm going to have to ask you the hard question. When does it come out in New Zealand, if you have a date, or in APAC?
So APAC, I can get closer on.
Okay.
And that's going to be, you know, in 2020. It is
in
not
2021.
Yeah, 2020 is gone already.
Yes.
Remember that year we're all like sat at home? Yeah, some of us are still sitting at home.
Yeah, it still feels like 2020.
You guys missed it. It wasn't.
People have blocked it out. Right. There you go.
Yeah. 2021. And then it is not a big lift from a product side to roll out to additional English speaking countries. But that, you know, research has to be done and is going on right now with the compliance and all those sorts of laws for each individual country. So Canada, UK, and Australia are going to be first, and then all English-speaking countries not far behind.
Oh, cool.
Perfect.
So I get frustrated. When I was on the brand side, I would have wanted a definitive answer, and I would be pissed at this answer, so I'm sorry I have to give it. But
Trust me.
So 2021 is the date to look forward to. Any time from now till December 31st.
Yeah. I think Leo and our listeners will get so used to this by now when we ask the question like, okay, so when is this going to be available, guys? Well, maybe later this year.
I'll say one thing. When Klaviyo has given me dates, they stick to it. When Shopify is giving me dates, it's been 4 years for one thing I've been waiting for. So all good there. So as Australians and Kiwis, now listen, we have people listening to all around the world to this podcast, but you know, Aussies and Kiwi merchants, what should we do in the meantime while waiting for this functionality to come out?
So this is, I'll actually turn this a little bit back to you guys. Okay. Start growing your SMS list. And I don't know if there's any providers that currently support New Zealand currently, mm-hmm. but you know, let's say it's, I don't know, you know, you're coming up on Black Friday, like start growing your audience now.
Yeah.
Just even passively find an SMS provider, get opt-in at checkout, get something in the footer, you know, and then when Klaviyo release, if you're using Klaviyo and want to come over, it's going to be so much easier to come over with an existing audience versus having to start from scratch. Mm.
I think traditional SMS providers in New Zealand, it is quite cost prohibitive. I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it's like 20 cents per message that you send. Now, if you've got 1,000 that you're sending out, it can be ridiculous. And so I guess what I'm trying to just help the merchants listening here to just sort of adopt what you just said. And so if I do make those changes to my sign-up areas now and explicitly get people to sign up to SMS marketing or get their approval now, at least I can start building that database, is what you're saying. And then when it's available, I've got all these people that are already opt-in?
Correct. So you, as I said, just because you have someone's phone number mm-hmm. doesn't mean you can text them. But if you've gotten consent on a different platform okay. and you change marketing tools, that person is still opted in.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was actually, that's 40x the cost of text message here in the US. So I'm blown away by that.
Yeah, like I said, don't quote me on it, but I know it can't be cheap because more people will be using it, right?
Right. So what I would, my advice won't change where you should be growing your list,
exactly.
but you know, maybe be really stingy with those campaigns. Maybe send a campaign a month or a campaign a quarter until, you know, either the cost drops or Klaviyo gets there and can help a little bit more.
Yeah.
So yeah, just start growing that audience, but you obviously don't run up a huge bill.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And you've mentioned a lot of the do's. Are there some don'ts or best practices when it does come to SMS marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually got some here on me.
Yeah, no, cool.
Bring don't send nude selfies on your SMS. Ticks, messaging, marketing. No, they're not the right one? Okay, sorry.
Well, I can see more, like, you know, with traditional marketing, we look at broadcasted marketing, right? Mm. And the Broadcast Standards Authority was then introduced and that sort of thing. So I think probably to start with, people make a few mistakes, then they get into trouble, then mm-hmm. legislation is formed in and around mm-hmm. that, and so on and so forth. So I can probably predict that that's going to be the same.
I think if...
I can tell you some kind of like horror stories just things to be aware of.
I'm in
at least in the U.S., you can't talk about marijuana or alcohol or firearms over text. That's a law here. And two companies, one that makes rum cakes.
Mm.
They don't sell alcohol, but like rum-soaked holiday mm-hmm. cakes. And another clothing company that makes clothing with hemp. And they're blasting out these texts, and none of them are getting delivered because they're mentioning these words that carriers are flagging. So if you have, you know, check to see if you're using words, even if you don't sell, like if you sell mixers, like orange juice, you say, this would be great with vodka. That's not going to go through.
Okay.
So just be wary of some of those keywords, and it's a more restricted medium for sure.
Some really good advice, especially for our merchants that are selling overseas. I have no idea what the laws are here for New Zealand or Australia.
Yeah, well, we've got the Five Eyes, right? That's a big topic at the moment. You laugh at that.
Well,
the Five Eyes.
I'm just wanting to know how you're going to bring that around,
America's
because we're all
also
being
part
watched.
Of it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Especially in text messaging, right? Like anything that goes through a telco provider here.
I'm just running a business. I'm just trying to sell alcohol.
But no, that makes sense. That's why you can't use those words, especially. I mean, in an email.
I think what we're getting to is, just like emails, your text message has to have a hook. You got to have something that gets people drawn into it, and don't waste that opportunity with just nonsense or, again, like you said, too long of a text message. Get to the point, have that coupon or have that VIP meeting spot or whatever you're going to be doing. That's the point of those text messages. But yeah, any other horror stories? I love them.
not as many. I mean, we obviously prohibit brands that sell in those verticals from even using Klaviyo, because we want to set them up for success. You know, we don't want to just let them on and have them find out the hard way. But yeah, some of these things you just don't anticipate in the beginning. You've got a company that sells cakes. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. I would just to tack on to what you're saying, like long form content, I would skip on SMS. I would skip your, you know, blog posts. This is going to be like the email that gets the highest click-through rate immediately, like that's what you want to take and amplify with SMS.
Oh, that's gold. Thank you.
Exclusive offer. First sentence, exclusive offer for text message, you know.
Limited inventory.
Stuff like that.
You know, get it now, all that sort of stuff.
FOMO, love it. Changing tacks, if we can, a little bit away from the text messaging. And if you can tell us, what else is in the roadmap of maybe new features coming out with Klaviyo?
I'm actually doing a presentation to the company tomorrow for all of our roadmap updates. You want SMS stuff or you want everything?
Oh, some of the key, some
high level stuff
that people,
that's,
we've got a lot of people listening to this that are, you know, that do use Klaviyo.
And those that are probably on MailChimp, which we're going to say, come on, jump over, use the integration, get off that platform. That's only for open. You want to be on Klaviyo. That's for selling.
I think there's a bit of a perception out there in the market that Klaviyo is more. And when you go to some of these software comparison tools, and a lot of people out there, like merchants exploring, do the same thing. And they think that it's quite highly priced.
Mm.
Well, for those who aren't on Klaviyo, it actually scales with the amount of subscribers that you have. So when you actually look at your current EDM tool, whatever that may be, if you jump on Klaviyo with a test, import all your data, see the user interface that they have there and see how the pricing will scale with your audience, I think you will find that it is probably the most cost-effective marketing automation tool out there, full stop.
It's got some great reporting tools, and you can see the ROI right away. And the thing I keep saying, it's one of the channels that you can control. We can't control Google. Facebook keeps changing, but email marketing, it's all yours. Mm. You know what you're doing. So.
But it should also be easy for merchants out there to use it. And I think that just with the user interface that it has, I can't see how they could possibly make it easier. You know, I've seen people use it from 18 years old right up to 65.
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna try to make it easier.
Awesome.
We're There's a couple cool things coming down the pipe in guided software. So actually, when you come on board, you know, can we pull in your logo and help make creating emails and sign up forms easier? Can we do recommendations of like actually how to build email content versus providing you a template? Like, there's a 25-person data science team that's in the works. Awesome. That's working on all this stuff.
So that's
the thing I'd say. Sorry. Oh, I was going to say the thing that is coming, and I can't say when, that's awesome, is what's called a price drop trigger.
Okay. Yep.
So you've got, you know, whatever pair of shorts on your site, the you decide like it's not, your product team, let's say, decides it's not selling through at a fast enough rate. They want to drop the price. You can then have a flow automatically go out to anyone who's viewed the product or added it to cart. So that way is going to save you time, and you don't have to spin up a whole campaign and make a segment and do all this extra work just to let people, like these high intent people, know that the price dropped.
Because I think now at the moment you kind of have to use an app like Arigato with Klaviyo combined in order to actually achieve that, where you can get some, you can get a highly targeted email out to people where just, you know, selects a bunch of products that they've been interested in and actually sends out an email to them automatically. Well, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, that's coming. New template editor is in the works with something called Universal Blocks. So when Q4 rolls around and it's the holiday and you want to update the header image for all your emails, you could have a master block that is your header, and then you change it in one place, and every place and every flow, every template, every campaign, that trickles down and affects that change. So, I mean, there's 1,000 use cases for that.
That's going to save us so much time. I can already see our strategists will love that. So thank you.
I was begging for it when I was on the brand side.
Oh, right, right.
So, yeah, and for the marketing managers out there, don't tell the GM about this feature because it's going to save you a lot of time.
Yeah, tell them you're still working on those emails, but really you're having a nice little Kit Kat break. Yeah, so
I've got 15 of them to update.
Excellent.
Yeah, we actually hired, at my old company, we actually hired an intern just to swap out content.
Yeah.
So I know it's painful for partners, agencies, brands. It's going to be a huge unlock.
That's awesome. Great.
Well, that virtual, I guess I'll label it a virtual assistant onboarding, is going to help so many people as well. You know, those who aren't specifically marketing managers or, you know, on the ground, in the trenches, that sort of try and figure out these bits of software. It's always easy if you've got this assisted onboarding process that just makes that setup for you so much easier.
I got too excited about the new features, but I want to double back on something you were saying about moving to Klaviyo. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, we've got businesses that are just starting out that have $0 in revenue all the way up to, you know, $500 million a year. And we don't do contracts. And that forces us to prove our value month after month. Yeah. And we also give a free, account to anyone where they can add their store integration. They could build some flows. They can take it for a test drive. Yeah. And then make an informed decision. But it's definitely, I won't name any names, but some of these, especially as you go up market, trying to get a demo and see what the UX looks like as a marketer, they won't let you see it until you sign a contract. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
we've seen some of those as well. But if there's an app that doesn't need to enforce, you know, ROI returns, it's Klaviyo. I've seen it with my own eyes. We've had merchants on the show talk about how, you know, setting up one flow now every 7 days brings in, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 every week, and they don't have to do anything anymore. You know, we've set it all up. So, yeah, amazing app.
Yeah, and you guys have now got a presence here in APAC, don't you?
Yeah. It's crazy how quickly it's moved. Yeah. I mean, Klaviyo was, I think, around 300 employees at the start of the pandemic, and there's now over 700. So over half the company has started during COVID, which is pretty crazy, and obviously, headquartered in Boston, but I'm out in California, APAC, UK. Yeah. I mean, it's really kind of starting to become more worldwide.
Yeah, we didn't want to wake Rob up too early. It's 9 a.m. here now, and I know he's based out in Sydney. So, but we'll definitely get him on the show as well to talk a little bit more in depth and nail it down for our audience. Have you got anything else that you want to ask?
No, I mean, I've seen the growth of Klaviyo. You know, when Shopify put MailChimp in the naughty corner, I feel like Klaviyo exploded. But it also exploded because of all the features. And as I mentioned, MailChimp's been used a bit more for open rate, whereas Klaviyo's all about selling. Our clients love it. If you're listening to this and this is the first time you've ever heard of this platform, please click on the link below. Make sure you are testing it out. It's a game changer. I'm a big fan of email marketing. Maybe I'm old school, but I just love it. Use it for all my marketing. So I just want to say thank you for coming on the show, John, and I really appreciate all the feedback you've given.
Yeah, pleasure. Great to chat with you guys as well.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. As we always say, if you like this episode, smash that like button, hit subscribe, get on board, leave us some comments. You know, tell us what you want us to talk about. If what we talked about today is not what you wanted to hear, maybe you can go listen to some of the other podcasts that we've done in the past, or give us some new topic that we can actually explore a little bit further. We always love to hear from your feedback. And on that note, John, from my side, thank you so much, and we look forward to continuing this long relationship with Klaviyo going forward.
Pleasure. Great to talk to you.
I'm going to hold you to that date, 2021. We want the SMS text messaging.
Nice and specific.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Thank you.